The most pressing deadline is July 5th for communities to apply for hazard mitigation funds. Democratic Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney explains.
So that's an important deadline coming up. Now, just to be specific about it, what that deadline is the deadline that communities need to submit letters of intent to the State Emergency Management Office, which is in the lead on what we call the hazard mitigation funds, which are part of the funding available.
John Hickman Jr. is supervisor for the town of East Fishkill in southern Dutchess County.
We have been hit in the last few years pretty significantly, and we're all trying to to rebuild our infrastructure here and to maintain some modicum of safety for our residents.
Last week, Maloney hosted a workshop at SUNY Orange in Newburgh that helped more than two dozen community leaders apply for strategic investments to prevent damage from future disasters. Hickman, a Republican, said the workshop was very helpful in terms of learning how to apply for funding for the town's storm prevention plans.
We really have to be preemptive when it comes to protecting ourselves and our citizens against these storms. And in that respect, we have completed a hazard mitigation plan. And we have identified areas of risk, two being dams in different locations, an aging stormwater pipeline, and an area of considerable flooding that's happened over and over again.
Congressman Maloney's district stretches across four counties, and he says many in his district were hit harder by the two storms preceding Sandy.
It's particularly important to note that with respect to Hurricane Irene and Tropical Storm Lee, there are now funds available for the unmet needs. So one of the things I've been working very hard on in Congress is to make sure that in the course of the Superstorm Sandy relief, we not forget that we have many local families and small business owners who were never made whole after Hurricane Irene or Tropical Storm Lee.
Also last week, Maloney launched a website to help homeowners and businesses continue to apply for federal recovery aid.
It's just important that people know that because the funds are now available, that they get going on asking for help. And that's why they should go to my website, seanmaloney.house.gov. And it's all laid out there. And if you're a homeowner, there's a link for you. If you're a renter, there's a link for you. If you're a small business person, you can find out information about the grants programs, the loans programs. If you're a farmer, there's information for you.
He says it is critically important to invest in storm damage prevention and to help prevent storm-related tax hikes. Hickman agrees.
I think the biggest deadline is we need to fix our infrastructure because the weather patterns are changing. As we see over the years, hazard mitigation and these type of storm-related incidences are going to become more and more. So I think it's very critically important that we all get ahead of the ball on this one.
According to Maloney's office, FEMA Public Assistance has obligated $1.37 million to Orange County and $1.28 million to Putnam County. Meanwhile, on Tuesday, Democratic Congresswoman Nita Lowey will announce the total amount of FEMA public assistance grants that have been distributed to communities in Westchester and Rockland counties. She will be in Rockland, along with the mayor of Piermont and the supervisor of Orangetown, to talk about the funds as well as efforts to secure additional aid and make the region more storm resilient. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.